Blatant Buccaneer Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Bucs game against Coastal Bend is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is brought to you by Blend North Architecture, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field and your hosts Doug Brown and Tommy after these words from our sponsors.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Colcourse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
As we welcome you back here to Leroy Dreyer Field, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Saturday evening. So glad you could be with us wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. And the Buccaneers won the first game of this doubleheader, 5-4 in 8 innings. And so good news on that is that with them going into extra innings that first game, that means the second game will only be 7 innings.
You almost had a 9 the first
game. Yeah, we came very close.
It came really, really close. But now you got the 7-inning ball game, and what you do is you just get out and jump on them early and put the game in the books early.
Yeah, and this is the fourth game between the Bucks. Won the first one here in Brenham on Tuesday. And then won the second game down in Beeville on Thursday, and then have taken the first game of this one. And so now they know they've got the series win, and now going for a sweep here at Coastal Bend. And this will be huge as far as playing in those standings, because they're right in there and puts them right in there in the thick of things.
You're exactly right. Great point, Doug, that, you know, you're getting toward the end of the year now.
Yep.
And, you know, every game is so, so important. And even though you win the series, you really don't want to drop another game. So, yep. You know, take that momentum from that, you know, that walk-off single there for the Bucks in the previous game in game one, carry it over to the next game. And they've already run-ruled them twice, so yep. Why not work on that in game four?
Exactly. And we've got a lot to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors. And let's go ahead and send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our Blinn Buccaneer pregame sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Burnham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Burnham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Burnham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Burnham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Pilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Pilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Pilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Pilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Pilski at Pilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Materials is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Materials does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
As we continue on here, and we are getting ready for the start of game number two of our baseball doubleheader between the Blinn Buccaneers and the Coastal Bend Cougars. And the Bucks, as we said, won the first game, now getting ready for the second game. And also something we're paying attention to, we're waiting to see, get a final on it. For the Blinn Buccaneers softball team, they won their first game down in Alvin, and that was career win number 999 for Coach Rick Church. And if they win the second game of their doubleheader down there, career win number 1,000.
If he wins that after our game,
yep.
Can I say it on the air? I may have to go get me a margarita.
Yep. Yeah, to sounds toast, good. Toast Coach Church.
Toast Coach Church.
Yeah. Yeah, he's I check it, and he is currently the longest tenured coach here at the current staff.
No doubt about it, yes.
And you can't say enough about all the great things he's done for the softball, how he's built that softball program over the years.
I tell you what, the guy's outstanding, you know, outstanding coaching job, but more than that, just an outstanding gentleman, period.
Yes, he is.
Great. We are so blessed to have him here at Blinn College.
And the majority of those 1,000 wins in his career have come right here at Blinn College.
No doubt about it.
And so we wish them all the best here. And if we get it, if we do hear a final on that before we go off the air, we will definitely pass that along. Now, we got more to come here on the pregame, but let's first send you back to when we come back, we'll have a look at our starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Plan North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cadet Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, as we come back here to Leroy Dreyer Field, time now to take a look at our starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Coastal Bend Cougars, it'll be Tyler Mills leading things off and playing left field. Batting second will be the second baseman, Harold Laraquente. Batting third will be the first baseman, Derek Ruiz. Batting fourth will be third baseman, Eduardo Sines. Batting fifth will be the right fielder, Nick Reyes. Batting sixth, designated hitter, Adrian Velascarbo. Batting seventh will be the center fielder, Derek Hernandez. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Jaden Martinez. Batting ninth will be the shortstop, Dylan Hummel. And doing the pitching will be Jacob Hageman. And so that is a look at the Coastal Bend starting lineup for this one. And now let's take a look at the Buccaneers starting lineup. And wind is playing heck with us out here. For the Bucs, it'll be Tanner Reeves leading things off, playing right field. Batting second will be the center fielder, Brandon Bishop. Batting third, second baseman, Connor McGinnis. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Cade Climie. Batting fifth, and this time playing first base, Caden Ferraro. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter, Lane Allen. Batting seventh, left fielder, Marshall Lipsy. Batting eighth will be the shortstop, Tony Vernars. Batting ninth will be the catcher, Ryan Williams. And doing the pitching will be Brendan Sweeney. So that's a look at the two starting lineups, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me. I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off. I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Throw on your Bucks gear and get ready to cheer. Citizen State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too. Because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your pride alongside of us during the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball games. Citizen State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
And it's time now for our Game Time Weather Update. And the Game Time Weather Update is brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And right now we've got 78 degrees here at the ballpark. And it is very windy out here. We're showing the wind blowing right now at just under 20 miles an hour. And it seems like more than probably some gusts a little bit higher than that at times. We've got sunset scheduled for 7:47. And it is cloudy skies out here. Now tomorrow we're looking at cloudy skies again, 82 for the high. Your low in the morning is going to be 67. Sunrise at 7:07. And then looking at the first part of your work week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, rain in the forecast all 3 days. And we'll see what that entails. We're actually supposed to be with the Cubs on Tuesday night when they go to Magnolia West. And we'll have to keep you informed if there are any, due to weather-wise, any changes there. We'll keep you up to date on that. And that is your Game Time Weather Update brought to you by Blinn College. And we'll be back with more after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
HEB is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. HEB in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at HEB in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, here we go, and out on the hill for the Buccaneers to start game two of our doubleheader, Brendan Sweeney. Sweeney, a 6'6 right-hander. He's a sophomore out of Edmond, Oklahoma.
Long way from home.
Yes, he is. Wonder where that is on that's OSU country or Boomer Sooner country.
I think you're close to Boomer Sooner country.
Oh, yeah.
In my travels, Doug, I think I've come near Edmond.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's warming up. He'll be looking at the top three of the Coastal Bend batting order. Tyler Mills, Harold Laraquente, and Derek Ruiz. Sweeney working to Ryan Williams behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Caden Ferraro at first. Connor McGinnis at second. Left side, Tony Bernars at short. And Kate Climby at third. In the outfield, Brandon Bishop at center. Tanner Reeves in right. And Marshall Lipsy in left.
Off the top of the first, Coastal Bend left fielder number 5, Tyler Mills.
Yeah, so Tyler Mills stepping up here. And first pitch from Sweeney is in there for a strike, and we're underway. 5:07, our first pitch delivered.
Couldn't think of a better way to start the game.
And next pitch coming. That's inside for a ball, 1-1. And the light's starting to come on here at the field. And that one fouled away. 1-2. And that one taken for a ball. 2-2. Foul back. And that'll hold the count at 2-2. Sweeney ready for his next pitch. Gets a sign from Williams and delivers, and Mills chops this one foul. Sweeney, long look in. And that one back up the middle. Over is McGinnis. And he's going to make the throw to Ferraro over at first base for out number one.
Coastal Bend second baseman number 1, Harold Laraquente.
And that'll bring up Harold Laraquente. Freshman out of Puerto Rico. And pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1.
And they play a lot of baseball in Puerto Rico.
Yes, they do. Next pitch down low for a ball, 1-1.
There's a few pretty good big leaguers that came out of
Puerto Rico. And that one is fouled away. 1-2. And this one, a big chop. And Ferraro bobbled the ball. And the runner is going to be safe at first. took a weird, kind of a weird bounce on him, but he just couldn't come up with it.
Coastal Bend first baseman number 35, Derek Ruiz.
That was one of those slow high hoppers.
Yeah. And then it was like a little indecision as to if he was going to take it himself or try to flip it to Sweeney to cover the bag. And now Ruiz the batter. And takes the first pitch high for ball one. Ruiz had the big hit for Coastal Bend in the first game, a three-run homer that at the time gave them lead. The Bucks battled back and were able to come back and win that one in extra innings. And up high, Williams' throw is going to sail out in the center field. Luckily, Bishop was there to back up the play and keep that runner from advancing. So stolen base for Laraquinte. To O'Callaghan, Derek Ruiz. Swung on a miss, 2-1. Got him to chase one outside. Swung on a miss, 2-2.
Got him to go for another pitch.
Yeah, strike three called, and Ruiz did not like that call.
No.
Still jawing at the umpire as he goes back to the dugout.
The three last three pitches, Doug, were basically all in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was just, I thought it was a little low, but we got the pitch. We got the call,
yep.
So I'm great with it.
And now Eduardo Sines, the third baseman to bat. Sines out of Laredo, Texas. And takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. And pitch down low for a ball. Runner thought about going, but ends up staying put at second. It's 2-0.
Oh, great job there by Williams getting back there to get retrieve the ball.
And that one is going to drop in for a base hit in front of Bishop. And he thought about coming home, and coach put up the stop sign, and so that'll put runners at the corners now for Nick Reyes, the right fielder.
Hey, good job by Brandon Bishop coming in to field that base hit up the middle and hit his cutoff man perfectly.
And also make sure that run didn't come in. And this one foul up the right field line and into the corner.
That was one of those almost scary ones.
Yeah. And next pitch, just missing a ball, and it's 1-1.
Didn't miss by much.
And that one sent out to left field. Back goes Lipsy, and he will make the grab for out number three. And that'll return the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the first. No score. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinton Bucks and Lady Bucks.
And back we go here as we get set for the bottom half of the first inning. And for the Bucks, it'll be Tanner Reeves, Brandon Bishop, and Connor McGinnis. The bat here, and the pitcher is Jacob Hageman. And he'll be working to Jaden Martinez back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Derek Ruiz at first, Harold Laraquente at second. Left side, Dylan Hummel at short, Eduardo Sines at third. Outfielders from left to right, Tyler Mills, Derek Hernandez, and Nick Reyes. And the first pitch fouled away.
You'll have to see Steve. I'll make it quick. He showed me a picture of him and his family with the governor.
Oh, wow.
In his neighborhood.
Very cool. And it's a strike call one, too.
There we go.
So. And next pitch, that is going to be sent into left field, and Mills runs it down for out number one.
I tell you what, Tanner Reeves hit the ball on the nose, you know, to the opposite field, a line drive, just one of those that just didn't fall in.
Yeah.
Hit the ball really, really well.
Brandon Bishop to the plate now. And the first pitch to him is going to foul this one over to the right side, and that's going to go foul.
Okay, I'm going to go by memory now. Brandon, College Station?
A&M Consolidated.
A&M Consolidated, correct?
Yeah.
I meant the city of College
City of College Station.
Station. But
he's from College
the
Station.
Other high school.
But yeah,
the other high school.
But yeah, A&M Consolidated.
Right. Remember that name over the years.
Oh, yeah. Pitch just swung on and missed. And down on strikes goes Bishop.
That was just straight heat.
Yeah. I know Kevin was talking the first game about when he first came up and about how it's funny now because Ben and Jake used to pitch against him in high school, and now he's their teammate.
Now they're teammates, exactly.
And McGinnis fouls his first pitch, and Mills giving chase. He's going to run out of room.
I can tell you a story. When I was in high school, and then when I got to Blinn, Alan Olson, who played at El Campo, we were teammates at Blinn.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go to Lamar University, played with a young man named David Burnson. When I was a sophomore in high school, he beat us two games in a row in by district.
And that one high fly ball out to left, Mills underneath, and he'll haul it in. for out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We've got one inning in the books and no score here from Leroy Dreyer Field. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here.
I'll finish that story quickly, Doug.
Yeah.
The gentleman, David Burnson, first game we beat them, Forest Park 9-0 at Fireman's Park. We go down to Forest Park. He beats us two games in a row. He's the number two pitcher, and we're teammates at Lamar's. It's all good, though.
Yep. And we start here with the designated hitter. That would be Adrian Valascarbo. And he is a redshirt freshman out of Puerto Rico as well. And first pitch to him is a ball, 1-0. And next pitch is a strike call. I forgot to mention in the last inning, Hageman, the pitcher for Coastal Bend, a freshman out of Vancouver, Canada. And pitch up high, it's 2-1. And pitch, tried to check his swing appeal to the first base umpire, and first base umpire says he went around. Yeah, it's a 2-2.
I don't think he's happy with that call.
No. And strike three called, and Bella Scarborough look kind of... He looks like
he's in, looking at the dugout and going.
He looks in a state of shock.
Yeah.
And umpire pointing at the coach.
He's making a note.
Yep, he's issuing a warning.
Now we may have to check what the rules are in junior college baseball.
Yeah. With the warning and against the one warning, and I think next time it's an ejection.
For sure.
And if he gets ejected, then he has to sit out the next game. And pitch is ticking for a ball. It's 1-0. Derek Hernandez, the center fielder, batting. Next pitch, a ball, and it's 2-0. And next pitch, taking for a ball, is 3-0. And that one, the wild pitch gets away. And so Hernandez will head on down to first. And that is for first walk issued by Sweeney.
Coastal Bend catcher number 12, Jaden Martinez.
And Jaden Martinez is the batter. He is a sophomore out of Corpus Christi. throw over, running back in safely over at first. We're in the top of the second inning, no score with the Buccaneers and the Cougars. And that one's going to be a hammered foul. 0-1 count. And next pitch, a strike. It's 0-2. And that one back over the middle.
Oh,
and
this.
Taylor made 4-6-3 double play to retire the side. And it's McGinnis to Bernards to Ferrero. And in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score here yet from Leroy Dreyer Field. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And as we come back here, we head to the bottom of the second inning. And it is for Blinn. It's going to be Cade Climby, Caden Ferraro, and then Lane Allen to bat here against Jacob Hageman.
Pulling off the bottom of the second, Buccaneer third baseman, number 9, Cade Climby.
And so Climby steps in the batter's box here. And there's the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch, off speed, and just missing a ball. It's 1-1. And fastball swung on and missed. 1-2.
Climby a little upset with himself.
And 1-2 pitch taken upstairs for a ball. It's 2-2 now on Climby. And down low for a ball. 3-2 now. And smacks that one, and it gets through for a base hit. And to Climby leads it off here. And it'll bring up Caden Ferraro. Ferraro, left-handed freshman out of Pearland, Texas. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one fouled away. Yeah. No balls, two strikes now on Ferraro. Long look in and delivers outside for a ball. And the pitch. That is going to make it 2-2. Lane Allen, the designated hitter, is up next. And that one sent a high fly ball. Gone. Caden Ferraro with a two-run homer. And he got all of that one, Tommy.
Center fielder, all he could do is just turn around and watch it.
And that'll put the Buccaneers up 2-0. And that'll bring up Lane Allen, the designated hitter for the Bucs. And Lane, a freshman out of Corinth, Texas. Another big guy on the Buccaneers team standing in there, 6'3". And down low ball, it's 1-0.
All these boys are big now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And peel the first. First base umpire says no swing. Swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes. Excuse me, two balls and one strike. Next pitch in there for a strike. And that one sent back.
I believe it's
did
gone.
Go back to back. Yes, we did. Lane Allen with a solo homer. Step on the pay station, that'll make it now 3-0 Buccaneers.
I'm not being negative about Ferraro, but I think he got more of that one than Ferraro
did.
Yeah,
he certainly did. And
that one was way back in those live oak trees.
And coach out to talk to his pitcher.
Maybe we may be looking at what they did in those first two games.
Yeah, I think so. Because they, in the game they won on Thursday, the Bucs had six home runs in that game.
You're a third of the way there.
Yep.
And we're in the bottom of the second with no out.
And a long conference at the mound. Umpire taking. Should be taking. Getting them broken up sooner. And Lipsy the batter, and Lipsy's also a chance to extend that lead. Scores away the bunt, and he'll pull the bat back and take strike one. Next pitch. is a ball, and it is 1-0. That one foul away, one ball, one strike. One ball, two strikes, and the next pitch. Two balls, two strikes, 2 outs now on Marshall Lipsy. Foul tip into the mitt, and that is going to be a strikeout for out number one.
Came back with curveball again and broke it off that outside corner. Just couldn't catch up to it totally.
One ball, no strikes on Renard. And that one he takes for a ball. 2-0 count. Back down on, trying to back out on the pitch there, and means, and now it's 3-0. Next pitch taken for a strike. And foul tipped it in the mitt. And so Ryan Williams coming to the plate. Williams came along the tail end of that first game. And he smacks that one down the line, fair ball. That's going to kick into the corner. Williams digging for two. And he's going to be in there with a stand-up double.
Got a pitch that he liked and drove it down that third base line and went all the way to the wall. Ball hit really
well. He certainly did. And Tanner Reeves, who flew out to the left field the first time up, or his first time up, and one ball, no strikes. And next one just missing a ball, and it's 2-0. Bucks with a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the second, looking to build on it. Strike called, 3-2. Next pitch. Even for the ball, it's 3-1 now.
All behind on a couple of batters, yep. And then he comes back with those quick strikes and hit it again.
Got him on strikes and then retire the side. So he ends up Hagerman ends up striking out the side after giving up a pair of home runs, a two-run shot to Ferraro, and a solo shot to Allen. And we'll move on to the third inning. Back after we hear Bucks lead at 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
All right, and here we go. We're on to the third inning. Doug Brown and Tommy Langer with you from Leroy Dreyer Field in on the beautiful campus of Blinn College in Brenham. Dylan Hummel, the batter. We Hummel followed by Tyler Mills and then Harold Urquente. And Hummel, a sophomore at San Antonio, and first pitch foul away. And that one is going to be a bait leadoff single for Hummel, or Hummel rather. And so one on here, and now Tyler Mills, the left fielder, steps up. Long look in for Dudley. And down low for a ball. And that one sent base hit again. Bishop over cut it off, and he will fire it back in. But on the play there, Hummel goes first to third. Second, and it's Mills aboard. And Harold Marquente, the batter now.
Mills hit a line drive over the shortstop's head, and it went almost all the way to center field wall, fielded by the center fielder, Brandon Bishop. Coastal Bend now with runners on the corners.
Trying to cut into the Buccaneer lead. Bucks lead 3-0 here in the third. And that one is going to be sent in for a base hit, and that's going to get a run home for Coastal Bend. As Hall scores, it's an RBI for Mills. And now that brings up Harold. And this one will chop her out in front of the plate. Only play is to first base, and an acrobatic throw there by Ferraro.
Yeah. Nice
over
play.
McGinnis gets the out. That would be 3-4 on the put out. So one out in the inning now, and then we have Derek Ruiz. And swung on and missed, and it went on. And foul away.
I got two strikes now.
Yep, 0-2 on Ruiz. And that one, wow, just missing. One ball, two strikes, next pitch coming outside. Gets away, the run will come home. On ball two, and the scoring is going to be Mills. And that one, high fly ball back to center, Bishop. Makes the grab, runner tagging and coming home, and we're going to have a tie ball game.
Coastal Bend right fielder number 6, Nick Reyes.
Headed a long way and got the job done. Got the runner in from third.
Yep. Is going to be foul away. Hold the count 0-1. And that one, another hard shot and foul.
Blue gonna take a walk.
Yeah, he kind of got lost. Watch there, you go. And are we gonna?
Did you ever do any of that, Doug?
What?
Any umpire?
No, I looked up.
Yeah. I've done a little bit of it.
And it's like, what is the holdup here?
Him in the arm.
Okay.
You didn't see that.
I missed that. I was going down to market my scorecard.
Yeah, no, I saw it. It hit him in his arm and.
Okay.
They normally do the job when the catcher takes one.
Yeah.
They'll walk around, and today he had to walk. He had to walk it all.
Okay. Yeah, so Sweeney got to settle down here. Three runs now on the board, and we're all tied up.
It did hurt.
And Reyes fouls that one off. One ball and two strikes. And that one just missing 2-2.
I like to pitch.
And that one sent out to center. Bishop will haul it in for out number 3. And that will send us to the bottom of the third. We're all tied up at 3 apiece. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And as we come back here to the bottom half of the third inning, and this pesky team from Coastal Bend, just when you think Bucks jumped out to a 3-0 lead and thought maybe it might be heading towards another run, will they come back and tie it with three?
I'm telling you, and you go back to the first two ball games, as you said, and here they play game three.
Yep.
Tough, and now here they come back in game four.
And it's time for the home run inning. We're up to $80 worth of gasoline, and it is going to be Brandon Bishop to lead it off here. And who's Brandon going to hit for?
Amanda Coring.
All right, Amanda.
A little familiar name.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, remember, if a Buccaneer hits a home run this inning, if it's a double or triple.
Keep running.
And he's circling. He's over to, going to end up at third base. And they're going to give that a triple. So that is a rib winner there for Amanda.
And there you go.
Amanda wins a free rack of ribs courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. And I'm sure she's probably going to have to split those with Russell.
Probably.
And this one, a base hit by McInnes. And we didn't even get to give the candidate.
I'm telling you, we'll hold that.
We'll hold that. An RBI single for Connor McInnes as Bishop scores to make it 4-3 Bucks. And so now Cade Climby the batter, and Cade going to be hitting four.
Amanda Sebastian.
Okay, Amanda Sebastian, you are next up.
We're not going to forget you, Amanda.
Yeah.
So we blame that one on me.
So we want to be fair, though, and give her a full at bat.
Yeah.
And being that he hit a single, she's probably glad we skipped that one. So she's still got another chance here.
Yeah, the boss will just not be happy with me, but no, sorry.
And in there for, the ball is 1-0.
Well, good thing Bucks come right back. Bounce right back.
And bounced up there a ball. We're in game two of the doubleheader. Bucks won the first game 5-4 in 8 innings. And now trying to take the second game here. And that one is down the line. Fair ball. And that's going to be another rib winner. And it's coming in to score is McInnes. And it's going to be a double for Cade Climby. And that makes it 5-4 Bucks. And it's funny, before I left the office on Friday, Michelle Daniels, who's our great receptionist right up there at the front desk, she asked me, she said, when are we going to get some more winners here? She said, it's getting kind of dull around here. Because we hadn't had any in a little bit.
Okay, Alice Stern.
And so, Alice, you are next as Caden Ferraro bats here.
Amanda, say thank you.
Yeah. Both of you. Both Amandas.
Really? Both yep. Amandas. Yeah, Amanda Sebastian.
Sebastian and Corey.
You knew who she belongs to, don't you?
Josh. That's just what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Pitch foul back. And it's on top of the concession stand.
Amanda may not get a bite of that rib. Josh may take it all.
And that one back deep. And there's some gasoline winner.
Alistair.
You just won yourself $80 worth of gasoline. Two-run homer, Caden Ferraro, and it's now 7-3 Bucks.
Okay. Do you know who this is?
No.
That is Paul Oschenbeck's mother-in-law.
Ah, okay. It was Carrie's mom.
Carrie's mom.
Okay.
That's that. So, that is a two-run homer, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Well, didn't Ferraro make the error? He's making up for the error now. So.
And that's his second two-run homer of the game as well.
Yes.
And that is going to bring out the that's going to bring out Coach Benitez for the Cougars. And oh, by the way, wanted to forget to mention this earlier. Kate Climie scored the first run of the game today for the Bucks. And for making the first run of the game, sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow. Focusing on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And still waiting to see if he's going to make a change or not.
Am I right? That's four hits in a row.
Yep.
Three of those are extra bases.
Yep. Yeah, looks like he's not going to make a change. He's going to leave Hageman in there to take some more lumps potentially as Lane Allen comes up. And Lane Allen had a solo homer. Now, we've already had our home run winner for this inning, and we only had, we can still get rib winners, though, this inning.
And you're still not losing. Kyle Rosenbaum.
And Kyle Rosenbaum, the next candidate up here is Lane Allen Betts. And don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And then also visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for daily lunch specials. This one off the pitcher. Second baseman up with it. Throws to first and threw the ball away. And so Allen will reach on the error. And so runner aboard now. And they're going to check on. Now they're going to come out to check on Hageman to see if he's okay to continue after taking that shot.
Ball hit really, really well.
And they are going to take him out.
Yeah.
And so with the pitching change, we're going to take a break and be back with more of the bottom of the third inning. Bucks lead at 7-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And as we come back here, the new pitcher for Coastal Bend is Carson Hintz, a freshman out of Houston. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And so far, we're in the midst of the home run inning. And we've had our home run winner. Congratulations, Alice Stern. $80 worth of gasoline. And also two rib winners, Amanda Sebastian and Amanda Coring. And
you're not a loser.
Absolutely not. And also don't forget, over at Nathan's, you get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, stuffed baked potatoes, barbecue sandwiches. The ones you brought me today were very good, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I made that one. How did I do? Did I do okay?
Very good. And now let's go bring up Marshall Lipsy. And Lipsy is hitting four.
Kyle Rosenthal. Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Did I miss? That's right. No, I am sorry. Kyle Rosenbaum, and John Harmar.
All right.
A former Blend Buck.
Yep. And he makes it one foul down the line. We nearly had our third rib winner of the end.
Yeah, nearly. I tell you what, ball hit really well there by Marshall Lipsy. He hit it on the nose just right down that right field line.
And still nobody out here in the inning. Four runs are in for the Bucks. And it hit him. And so that'll send Lipsy down. That'll bring up Tony Vinars. And, of course, we can't forget the motto at Nathan's.
Ain't no fear about our rib.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Ross Schrader.
Ross Schrader.
Yeah. Who just happens to be about maybe 20 feet away from
about 20 feet away,
And Bernard's lays down a bunt, bunts it foul.
Looked like he threw it at his head, and he got put the bat up there for protection.
Yeah. And so a 1 count on Vinars. And squaring away the bunt again. Pulls the bat back. And he'll take a ball, 1-1.
And Ross is going, what are you doing squaring around?
I said, I got ribs riding on that.
I'm telling him.
And Benares bag of hits off the pitcher and throw to first, and they do get the out. And that'll be the first out of the inning.
Nice ball hit. Looked like it hit him in the chest. Ball hit really well.
But he's okay. And that'll bring up Ryan Williams now, the catcher. And Ryan hitting four.
Virgin.
Grossmeyer.
Got it.
And pitch is taken for a strike. And by the way, with a ground ball back to the pitcher, also Allen moves to third and Lipsy to second. Now we'll see if Williams can get him home. And he had a double his first time up and takes the next pitch for a ball. And that one is going to be sent out to left. Oh, wow. Mills, the left fielder, reached up, made a big grab there. But as the sack fly is coming in to score is Allen with run number 5 of the inning for the Bucks to make it 8-3.
Sorry there, Gene.
And next we're back to the top of the order with Tanner Reeves, the ninth batter of the inning.
Mary Jo Schultz.
And Mary Jo, you are next. Bucks now batted around here. Runner at second, Reeves at the plate.
I'd put money on Tanner.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes the first pitch for a ball. And pitches inside for a ball. And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 3-0. And the pie ball 4, and Reeves draws the walk. And so the inning is prolonged here and brings us back to the man who led off the inning with a triple and run score, Brandon Bishop. And who's Brandon going to be hitting for?
Here we go. I'm okay, Teresa Kamich.
Okay, Teresa, you are next. Looked like he wanted to offer that and held up. It takes ball 1.
You know, why not get a home run? And you've got a home run and a triple in the same inning.
And pitches a strike call, 1-1. And takes a strike, and it is 1-2. And swung on and missed. And down on strike is Bishop, and that'll retire the side. But it's a big inning for the Bucks as they come up with 5 runs. On 4 hits, there was 1 error and 1 left on. And we move on to the 4th inning. Bucks lead it 8-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrennanRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And now we come back to the top half of the 4th inning. And for Brendan Sweeney, he's got some breathing room now.
He's got a little bit of breathing room. It got a little shaky there in the top of the 3rd. But, the Bucks come right back. Put 5 on the board. That'll make it a little more at ease now. Go back to throwing the baseball.
And it'll be Adrian Velascarbo.
Designated hitter number 26, Adrian Velascarbo.
Okay, is he the one that got the black mark? One got the black mark.
Pitch foul away. Refresh my memory.
He didn't like the
oh, yes, yes, strike. That was him. Yes.
The call third strike.
And I think it was actually the coach that got the black mark.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the third strike call on him was what led to that.
But he wasn't happy either.
No.
He was jawing all the way into the dugout.
And ground ball to short. Bernard's up with it. Throws on to Ferraro at first, and that's one away.
There we go. Step in the right direction.
And that'll bring up Derek Hernandez.
I can say that about my career, Doug. I never got thrown out of a game.
That's good.
It's a good thing.
Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-1.
I really wouldn't want that on my resume anyway.
Pitch is fouled away.
Hey, good job by Sweeney. Two quick strikes.
And next pitch, taking for a ball. And it's 1-2. And next pitch taken for a ball. And that one, a ground ball in the hole. Knocked down and throw to first, and he's safe. McGinnis made the throw to Ferraro, and the throw pulled him off the bag.
They giving him hit.
Yeah. It was going to take a great play because as far as he had to go to get
him,
it would have been a tough play to make. And so it hit for Hernandez. And now Jaden Martinez, the catcher, due up.
But give Connor McGinnis an A there because great effort just to get to the ball. Ball hit.
Yeah, just to even keep
the hole.
Yeah. And that one over to McGinnis. Flips to Bernard. Throw to first. Round the horn. Double play.
That's it.
And so in the inning, no runs. And one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. And we're halfway through this one. Bucks lead it 8-3. Back with a Whataburger recap and the bottom half of the fourth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
All right, and it's time now for our Whataburger recap. And our Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup. Adding flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And for the Buccaneers, they jumped out to the early 3-0 lead. It was a two-run homer by Caden Ferraro and a solo homer by Lane Allen. Then in the top half of the third inning, it would be three runs coming across for Coastal Bend to tie it up, and then the Bucks would unload in the bottom of the third inning. And RBI single Connor McGinnis, RBI double Cade Climby, and then a big two-run homer from Caden Ferraro, and then a sack fly from Ryan Williams. And that's where we stand right now, 8-3 in the bottom of the fourth. That is your Whataburger recap as Connor McGinnis comes up, and looks like we got a new pitcher.
32.
Ernesto Valverde. And that one
gone
deep, and that is a leadoff homer for Connor McGinnis.
That'll work.
Fourth home run of the afternoon, or fourth home run of this game for the Bucks. After they didn't have any in the first game, and so you have four now in this one.
Now they're making up for that.
And so Cade Climby, the batter. Climby is 2-for-2 with a single and an RBI double.
But, you know, we have all these home runs, but, you know, still Ferraro's was a blast.
Yes.
Am I correct? So sad to say for the other guys, you know, but.
And pitch to Climby is a ball. And Valverde, by the way, a redshirt freshman out of Corpus Christi. And that one foul away. And next pitch taken for a ball. And it's 2-0.
Boy, when you're a new pitcher, that's a heck of a way to get greeted,
yeah,
isn't it?
And next pitch taken, and it's a ball, 3-1. And that one is going to be fouled down the left field line and over into the corner. That'll make it a 3-2 full count on Climby.
Climby wants to keep his day going.
Yeah. And trying to check his swing. Umpire says he went around. And Climby back to the dugout, and that's a strikeout there. And Caden Ferraro having a big game as well. 2-for-2, both times at bat, two-run home runs. He's got a pair of two-run homers and looking to add to that.
And he has that slow, deliberate walk,
yeah,
up to the batter's box, you know. Just another day in the park.
Yep, and that one, ground ball to second base. And Laraquinte throws on the first, and that's two away.
Buccaneers designated hitter number 21, Lane Allen.
And that'll bring up Lane Allen. Allen had a solo homer his first time up, and then reached on an error and scored his last time up. Bucks leading at 9-3 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And Allen fouls that one away. One ball and one strike. And next pitch, curveball taken for a ball. It's 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
and a pie for a ball. And it's 3-1 now on Lane Allen. Marshall Lipsy due up next. And Allen sends that one deep and caught by the center fielder.
Oh, nice catch there. Nice running catch by the center fielder.
And that will tie side. In the inning, the Bucks do come up with another run. On one hit, there were no errors, nobody left on. And so we head on to the fifth inning, and the Bucks have increased their lead. It's now 9-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And here we go. We are into the top of the fifth inning. Buccaneers with a 9-3 lead. And Sweeney still out there on the hill for the Bucks. They'll be looking at the 9-1 and 2 hitters, Dylan Hummel, Tyler Mills, and Harold Lariquente. Bucks lead at 9-3. And that one is going to be sent a base hit into left field, and Hummel's 2-for-2. And that'll bring up Tyler Mills. And bounced up their ball. Nice block there by Williams.
And Mills with a single his last at bat. That was back in the third when they tied the game. Temporarily.
Yeah. Throw over and back in safely. Double not leaning very far. Over and run it back in once again. Up high for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Well, Brenda, don't give up now.
And outside, ball 3. 3-0 count. Throw over, and back in safely goes Hummel. And a pie ball 4. And so Mills draws the walk.
Only the second walk by Brendan. It's okay.
And Coach Dusty Hart making his way in. That may be it.
And that's that slow, deliberate walk.
Yeah. Waiting to see if we're going to get. He looked like he motioned. Haven't seen anybody come out yet, and but they are going to make a change. Well, or and so while we got a pitching change here at the ballpark, we'll tell you who the new pitcher is. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
And back we go, and our new pitcher is Paxton Turvine. He is a freshman out of Houston. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. Turvine, a left-hander. Going to try to get through after the first two batters have reached. Going to try to shut things down here. Bucks leading at 9-3. Trying to sweep this series against Coastal Bend. So, stepping up here, Harold Larquinte. The bat here against Turvine. Oh, and apparently the softball team lost 8-6 a second game.
Oh, gosh.
And so that means, let's see. I'm going to check here when the next chance. So, Coach Church still on 99. Our 999 wins. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-1.
We want that 1,000 for it. Yeah. But also with that being conference game.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very important game also. Yeah.
So they split the doubleheader with Alvin today. Bucks won the opener, but then lost the second game. And this one is a bunt. Ferraro missed the bunt, throws to first, and he's going to be safe as he ran right and knocked the glove right off the hand of Bishop. Yeah, it's going to be an error. And that will load the bases now.
They did go error, correct?
Yes. Turvine with a pitch that is fouled away. Now the infielder's going to play in and try to I'd say at this point they probably just give up a run exchange and they can get another double play and get a couple of outs.
That they're at double play depth, so.
And pitch bounced up there, ball, and it's 1-1.
And I say they're a double play depth. Short and second are a double play depth. Third and first are just on the cut of the grass.
Yeah, and for the softball Buccaneer softball team, their next games are going to be Wednesday at Holt Park when they take on Lamar State. So, got a chance to get that 1,000th win at home.
Hey, good place to do it.
Yeah. And check swing and takes a strike.
Think Coach Schumacher will show up for that game?
Oh, yeah.
He best.
Uh-huh. Ruiz the batter. Base is loaded. Nobody out here in the fifth inning. And takes a ball. And it's 2-2. And bounced up there, and that is ball three.
Oh, my goodness. Don't want to lose him now. We don't have an out.
And that one back up the middle. They're going to go to second for one, throw to first.
Got
double
it.
Play.
There you go.
The run scores, but they do get two. They exchange that run for two outs. Third double play of the game for the Bucks. All three of them have been 4-6-3.
That looks good.
Yeah.
That is good.
And now Eduardo signs the batter.
Nice play. Nice double play.
And ground ball to third. Climbing up with it. Throws across. Threw the ball high, but got the tag on him. And that'll retire the side. And Ferraro just saved climbing an error there.
Yeah, he did.
And in the inning, only one run comes across. One hit, one error, and one left. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Bucks lead at 9-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf. Off laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, for the Buccaneers, it's going to be Marshall Lipsy, Tony Vernars, and Ryan Williams.
Hey, we got a new right-hander, Doug. I'm going to put that number for you. Sorry.
New pitcher here for Coastal Bend as we get set to start the inning.
Is that 20?
I believe that's what it looks like to me.
And off the bottom of the fifth, much of your left fielder, number 12, Marshall Lipsy.
Am I looking right? Is that John Martinez?
That's what I think. Yep. Sophomore out of Corpus Christi. And Marshall Lipsy to the plate. Lipsy 0 for 1. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. And pitch down low, gets away from the catcher.
Number 20, John Martinez.
We did good.
Yep. And next pitch taken for a ball. And it's 2-0. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 3-0. And a pie ball four. Lipsy draws the walk. And then we have Tony Vinars.
Buccaneers shortstop number four, Tony Vinars.
Overtime and overdue.
Pitch is a strike. And it's 0-1. Whoopsie takes his lead. Next pitch. Missing inside a ball. We've got more bullpen activity down there for Coastal Bend. And next pitch is a ball. It's 2-1. Yeah, that's the one thing about these four-game series. You start to get to this point, you're just...
You're about out of arms.
Yeah. And pitch foul away.
And they have activity in the dugout. I mean, in the bullpen again.
Two balls and two strikes.
They do have activity in the dugout also. A little drug out.
Yeah. 2-2 pitch. And takes down low ball. 3-2 now on Vinars.
That works the count full.
And pitch takes down low ball four. And Vinars draws the walk. And it's the two walks. Got a couple of runners aboard. And that'll bring up Ryan Williams. Williams has a double and a sack fly. Squares away to bunt. And he'll pull the bat back and take ball one. Squared away and pops up the bunt. And the catcher just made a diving leap there. And Martinez almost came up with it.
With all this room here, it looks like he ran a long
way. Yeah, it does.
But he did. He really did. A great effort there.
Squares away the bunt.
Good bunt.
Puts a good bunt down. And throws wide to first, and he's safe. And that will load the bases now for Tanner Reeves. Reeves 0 for 2 with a walk today.
Just keep it rolling.
Yep. bounced up there at ball. Pitch only went about 55 feet. Check swing. Yeah, that's going to be a ball 2-0 on Reeves. And Reeves swings and misses 2-1. And foul tip. Yeah, it's 2-2 now. Martinez comes set. And next pitch, down low, ball 3.
We'll take a walk.
Yeah. And that one, ground ball to first. First baseman is going to run to the bag, and that will be all he gets. And it'll be an RBI ground down. And Lipsy scores to make it 10-4 Bucks. And that'll bring up Brandon Bishop.
Center fielder number 15, Brandon Bishop.
Bishop 1-for-3 with a triple and a run scored.
He's a no need to go down. Not run, not get somewhere from. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And takes first pitch high for ball 1. And pitch in. Oh, got him. Got just enough. I didn't think he got him, but apparently just enough to where they're going to send him down to first.
And here comes that slow, deliberate walk.
And it's going to be another pitching change for Coastal Bend. And so with the pitching change, we'll take a quick break. And the Blend Buccaneers leading is 10-4. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
On your phone app or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And we come back here to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And new pitcher here for...
Trying to get it, Doug.
And according to Ross, it's number 29, Forrest Rumfield, out of Banquet, Texas. And he has the unenviable task of he's going to face Mr. Connor McGinnis in his first as his first batter.
Yeah.
And the Bucks will have the bases loaded for McGinnis as he bats here. McGinnis 2-for-3 with an RBI single and a solo homer. And sends this one a high pop. Shortstop calling for it. And second baseman catches it, and he's tagging and trying to come home, and he's safe. Vinar is taking a huge chance there.
Wow.
And so it ends up being a sack fly to the shortstop for McGinnis. Makes it 11-4. And now Cade climbing to the plate.
Not a bad day.
Yeah.
Two for four, three RBIs. Am I correct?
Yep. Climby is 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run score. Got a single and a double. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
We still could have a walk-off.
Yeah. And next pitch taken for a ball. And high fly ball back.
Did I call it?
Just do it again.
I did it again.
A three run. Oh.
That's 2 days in a row.
Yep, and that should do it. And that will make it 14-4, and that should be the ball game. Ten-run rule, and the Bucks win it. They sweep the doubleheader, and that will send us to the postgame show. And tonight's broadcast of Blinn Buccaneer Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Postgame show made possible by Plant North Architecture, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Arboyalos Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Odie Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double. Available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland Compact Tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer Compact Tractors and the Workmaster 25S Subcompact Tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approved. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply.
Down payment may be required.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, as we come back here, your final score in the second game of our doubleheader. Buccaneers win it 14-4. And they sweep this four-game series over the Coastal Bend Cougars. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. What an effort by the Bucs. Five home runs in the second game after they didn't have any in the first game. And just a huge afternoon. Brendan Sweeney gets the distance, goes the distance, gets the win. And now the Bucs get set as they pick up this huge series win. And
sorry about that, Doug.
No, you're okay. And just talking about the Bucs' huge win. How about five home runs this out in this second game?
Unbelievable. I mean, it's just quite a hitting performance, you know, by the Bucs. What did they end up getting? 11? Is that correct? Hits. 11 hits?
Yeah.
11 hits, 14 runs. I'll take that as a coach any day.
Oh, absolutely. And get the sweep there.
Yeah.
And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to name our John Breeden Star of the Game as well as our Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cashback patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball, softball season.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, back we come here to the ballpark, and it's time now for our John Breeden Star of the Game, and we had several candidates we could choose from.
This was a toughie, and we had to go down and, you know, do a little math here, you know, and trade off here, trade off there, but it ended up being a good decision. I think we got together and made a great decision. There's a young man, first at bat, got a single, second at bat, got a double with an RBI. Then, to climax this game,
yep.
in, I guess that's bottom of the sixth, correct?
Yeah.
A three-run homer. Yeah, bottom of the sixth. Cade Climie.
Yeah.
What a ball game. Great game. Our John Breeden star of the game.
Yep, three-run walk-off homer. And star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Benham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And also for drive of the game, we had another one where we had a plethora of good candidates. And
that's what made it really tough,
yeah.
You know, coming down to how we're going to pick a star of the game. But Caden Ferraro,
yeah,
in the bottom of the second inning, no outs, and runner on base, and hit a literal bomb.
Yeah.
And was that the one that won the gas?
No, that was the second one.
Second one. That was the second one. Okay. Mm. But anyway, Caden Ferraro, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, they've got something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in our community. Back with a final wrap up that we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Blinn Buccaneer and Lady Buccaneers baseball and softball teams this season. Our Buccaneers look strong and we're cheering them on to another successful season. We wish our Buccaneers a safe and strong victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel. We make it personal.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Plan North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, as we come back here, and the Buccaneers finish this one off, a sweep of the Coastal Bend Cougars, 5-4 and 14-4. And now up next, for us, we get to go to our next broadcast. We get to go to Magnolia West on Tuesday night for the Brenham Cubs, as they've got a big, and they won their last two in a row, and so now they're trying to make it three in a row when they take on the Mustangs there.
I tell you what, the Cubs need to keep the ball rolling, and they need to go there with the mindset, we just got to win baseball games.
Yeah.
Win baseball games one at a time.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't try to put too much pressure on themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you are in a situation, you really, is it time to get a little nervous?
Yeah.
Not yet, but a loss could put you in that situation.
And that's going to do it for us here at the ballpark. I want to thank Blinn Assistant Athletic Director Brandon Colvin for helping us get things set up here today. Thank you to Kevin Bossy, who was nice enough to join us for the first game.
Filling in for TL, thank you.
For the first five innings.
Yeah.
And And then big thank you to Ross Schrader, put us with the lineups too today. And, of course, want to thank Grayson back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. Thank you to our sponsors who make it possible. And thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy, say good night, everybody.